We're talking with Alicia Rue, VOA correspondent in central Iraq. Alicia, the sandstorms are continuing, we understand. Could you tell us, are they affecting the advance of the troops? What happened overnight?
Yes, the sandstorms are continuing. The U.S. forces are still making some progress. Last night, the 3rd Infantry Division's 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry, known as the 3-7, had fierce battle overnight with Iraqi forces. These U.S. troops have been fighting in the past 24 hours. They have quite a few of these Iraqi, what they call light infantry men, perhaps irregular army people. They're not quite sure who they are, but they show up in these light civilian pickup trucks with heavy machine guns mounted in the back, and they engaged this mechanized unit. There was fierce fighting in the last 24 hours. Several hundred Iraqi troops have been killed in various battles with the 3-7 unit of the 3rd Infantry Division. Last night was particularly heavy. This happened just south of the town of Najaf, going up towards Baghdad. Now I understand that the 3rd Infantry Division has almost encircled the town of Najaf, and things have quieted down. The battle, I believe, ended about 5 a.m. local time, about 2 a.m. GMT. They were supported by a close air support. They brought in some jets to help out the 3-7, and they dropped some precision-guided munitions and tried to break up the forces that were putting up quite a fierce resistance, apparently. There were no U.S. casualties, but we're told that 2 tanks, these are the M1 Abrams, and 1 Bradley fighting vehicle were damaged by some type of rocket-propelled grenades that were fired by these Iraqi forces. The crew were not hurt. They were evacuated. They're being pulled back and taken care of. Now, the Marines apparently are on course toward their objective. We're getting sporadic reports this morning that they are running into some resistance just north of Al-Nazariya. That's where they have had some problems for the past several days now, and north of it, they're running into some resistance again. But the liaison for the Marines here, the 5th Corps Command Headquarters, says that he is very confident that they are on course toward their objective, Baghdad.
Alicia, are you in a position to tell us anything about efforts to get humanitarian aid into Iraq?
That's primarily a Marine British troop endeavor down in the southern Iraq. U.S. Navy SEALs will probably be brought in there to clear the mines in the port city of Basra there to make sure that the ships are not damaged when the humanitarian aid comes in. President Bush, I believe, said that the humanitarian aid for the Iraqi people will be brought in as soon as possible, and I do know that they're using some mine-detecting dolphins to make sure that the shipping lanes are clear and that the humanitarian aid can come down as soon as possible. I believe that Unkasar and Basra are now secure enough. They feel they can bring this humanitarian in as early as 24 hours.
Alicia, you've been telling us about the sandstorm. Are there any predictions about when they will end?
Hopefully it will end by tomorrow. The weather forecast is much better tomorrow. Now, of course, the weather is still hampering air operations. The helicopters are still grounded for the most part this morning. The winds have picked up again, and they are creating quite a visibility hazard. The visibility is quite low, and, of course, the helicopters have trouble flying in this kind of condition. I think today is going to be another day where helicopter flying is going to be rather limited, if at all. We're not quite sure if it's going to have the intensity of yesterday's sandstorm. Yesterday was just incredible. I've never seen anything like it, and everybody was in shock and awe of Mother Nature here. We're hoping that it's not going to be as bad today.
Alicia, have you come across any Iraqi civilians? Have you had a chance to meet any Iraqi people?
No. We passed by a goat herder or someone very much alone out in the open in the desert by themselves. But in terms of coming across a large civilian population, we are pretty much in the middle of a desert, no man's land.